Your next launch doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to follow some guru's exact formula. It doesn't need to look like anyone else's launch. It simply needs to follow these three principles. That's what launching like a pro looks like in 2025. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. I've launched everything from new businesses, new brands, to digital programs, masterminds, accelerators, products, and events, both for my own business and for clients. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that launching in 2025 is completely different from launching even 2 years ago. The big, noisy, doors are open campaigns that used to work are falling flat. The three-day challenges followed by hard sales pitches, people are exhausted by them. The promise of overnight success, nobody's buying it anymore. So what is working? This is exactly what I'm going to share with you today, along with three principles that completely transformed what was one of my most difficult launches ever, for a multitude of reasons, into one of my most successful. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about an event that I'm hosting on Monday, the 10th of November at the Trampery on Old Street in Shoreditch in London. It's called Launch Like a Pro. And together with some of the UK's most exciting marketers and business owners, we're bringing together everything we know about launching into one intensive in-person day. You'll walk out with your complete launch plan finished. Not theoretical, but actually done. I'll share more about this later, but if you're already thinking, yes, I need that, then head to nikkihutchison.com/launch-like-a-pro, catchy URL there, and grab your spot. Now, let me tell you what happened last autumn that taught me these three launching principles. Last September, I was preparing to launch another cohort of my program, Fully Booked Bootcamp. I had planned to use exactly the same format that had worked so well before. This was my fourth cohort. And the way that I had launched this before was a three-day challenge followed by a masterclass, then open the doors and sell. I wasn't particularly excited about doing it this way again, but I convinced myself to stick with what had worked. Then something happened that threw everything into chaos. I lost a really close family member very suddenly. And my carefully planned three-day challenge, I had to cancel it. I couldn't face it mentally or emotionally. And the masterclass scheduled for the following week, I postponed it. And even by that point, I wasn't in a good place to promote it properly at all. So the sign-up numbers were okay, but most people had registered for a challenge that I'd cancelled. So the masterclass ended up being a bit of a flop. Given everything that was going on around me, the launch should have been a disaster, but it wasn't. In fact, it ended up being really successful. Let's find out why. On Monday, the 2nd of September, 2024, I had started hosting something new called Marketing Mondays. Every week at 9 a.m. UK time, I had shown up online to answer people's marketing and business questions. Whatever they needed help with, I was there. No sales pitch. Just genuine value and support. For over 2 months before the doors to Fully Booked Bootcamp opened in mid-November, I'd been building relationships, demonstrating my expertise and creating trust. During those Marketing Monday sessions, I would casually mention that there was a waitlist for the program if anyone was interested. When the doors finally opened, despite my original launch plan falling apart, it didn't actually matter because I had been quietly launching since that very first Marketing Mondays session. That's the first principle. Start early. Starting your launch early doesn't mean posting coming soon messages for months. It means showing up consistently, providing value, and building genuine relationships with the people who might become your clients. In 2025, people need far more touch points before they're ready to buy than they did even a year ago. They want to see you in action, experience your teaching style, and feel confident in their decision. The trust that you need to build takes time that you simply can't manufacture during a 5-day launch window. Think about it this way. If you're planning to launch something in January, your launch doesn't start in January. It starts now, today. You could begin hosting weekly sessions like I did. You could start a WhatsApp community where you share behind-the-scenes insights. You could run a podcast series that addresses the exact challenges that your offer solves. One thing I did that worked particularly well was giving people early access to the private Fully Booked Bootcamp WhatsApp group as soon as they signed up. This built community before the program even began, which meant that people felt invested before they'd attended a single session. If you're sitting there thinking, "But Nikki, I don't have months to prepare," I understand. You can still apply this principle, but with less time. The key is to create multiple touch points between now and that moment when you ask for the sale. So maybe that's a 3-week email series where you share valuable insights. Maybe it's going live on social media twice a week to answer questions. Or it could be hosting a single webinar followed by personal outreach. Even within just a few weeks, you can build those essential connections. The second principle came from staying flexible throughout the launch. This adaptability saved my launch when things went wrong. Before the launch, I had been thinking about what would make signing up irresistible. I needed it to be a no-brainer. I knew from conversations with clients and from watching industry trends that people were craving more in-person connection. Everything had become so digital, so isolated. And I also knew from marketing reports that video content was becoming even more important heading into 2025. So I created bonuses around both of these desires: in-person strategy days and professional video content. But I didn't stop there. I added 6 extra bonuses that would reduce as the launch progressed. Disappearing bonuses, I called them. So if people joined in the first week, they got all 6. In the second week, they got 5, and so on. This kept the messaging fresh and gave people different reasons to take action at different points in the launch. We created intense urgency. During the launch itself, I paid close attention to what was resonating the most. Which messages got people responding? Which objections kept coming up? Which bonuses got people most excited? And I adjusted things accordingly. This is so important launching now because people's attention is more scattered than ever. You can't just send the same message repeatedly and expect it to work. It won't. You need to adapt based on real-time feedback. I had a moment halfway through my launch where sign-up numbers were not where I wanted them to be. That familiar launch panic started creeping in. I'm sure you know the feeling. That voice saying, "This isn't working. Nobody wants this." But I didn't give up. This program was tried, tested, and had phenomenal results and feedback. So I trusted the process and I adjusted my approach and I kept going. One practical way to stay flexible is to plan your launch in phases rather than as one rigid timeline. So have your core plan, of course, but build in room for adjustment. Maybe you plan to focus on Instagram, but LinkedIn is getting more engagement. Shift your energy there. Maybe you thought a webinar would work, but people are asking for voice notes or quick video updates. Give them that instead. So this third principle is probably the most important, and it's the one that makes all the difference between a launch that fizzles out and one that succeeds. You need to make sales inevitable through sheer volume of action. I need to tell you about Jay. She became a member of Fully Booked Bootcamp as a result of this launch. But her journey to joining took persistence. Between the 29th of October and the 10th of December, when she finally signed up, Jay and I exchanged 51 messages. You heard that right, 51 messages. And those weren't simply text messages either. There were voice notes, a phone call, screenshots from the WhatsApp group showing the positive feedback already happening because we'd opened that group early. Every single touchpoint addressed a different concern, answered a different question, or shared a different piece of proof in order to reassure Jay in her decision-making. Some people will buy immediately. They're ready. They've been waiting for what you're offering and they just need you to open the doors. But most people, they need more. They need time to think, to ask questions, to overcome objections, to build confidence in themselves and their decision. So your job during a launch is to take so much action that reaching your sales target becomes inevitable. This means showing up everywhere your ideal clients are, It means having real conversations again and again, not simply broadcasting marketing messages. It means doing genuine one-to-one outreach, not simply hoping people will see your posts. In my experience running launches, both for my business and for clients, I've learned that you need to contact far more people than you think. If you want 10 sales, you might need to have meaningful conversations with 100 people. Those conversations might happen over email, DMs, voice notes, phone calls, in person, Zoom, whatever. And this can feel really uncomfortable at first. We don't want to be pushy. We don't want to bother people. But if you genuinely believe in what you're offering, and I hope you do, then reaching out isn't pushy. It's helpful. You're making sure people who need your solution actually know about it. Something that happens every single time I host an in-person event is that in the days after the event, when people see the buzz and the hype online and everybody having a great time, I get messages from people saying, "Oh, I wish I'd known this was on." And these events have been sold out, but if they'd known sooner, they would have been able to grab a ticket. And they're genuinely disappointed. Now, would I have been pushy? Would they have perceived me as pushy if I had contacted them earlier and made sure that they knew about the event? No, they wouldn't. They were really sad that they hadn't been on my list for personal outreach. So during your launch, block out time specifically for outreach. I'm talking about at least 2 hours a day. Not for creating content, not for designing graphics, but for actually talking to people. Responding to every comment, answering every question, reaching out to everybody who has liked any of your posts. Follow up with anyone and everyone who has shown any interest. So, those are the three principles. Start early, stay flexible, and make sales inevitable. Now, you might be wondering how to implement all of this while also running your business, and that is a fair question. You've got existing clients to manage, you've got other plates to keep on spinning. And that's exactly why I created Launch Like a Pro. You could be spending one full day with me and some of the UK's top launch experts, including Lisa Johnson, Joe Simpson, and loads more, where we guide you through creating your complete launch strategy and not just talking about it, but actually building it together in real time and actioning as well on the day. You'll map out your launch timeline with specific dates and milestones. You'll craft your messaging framework. You'll block out that time for outreach. You'll develop your partnership strategy to expand your reach, and you'll connect with the people who will partner with you in the room. You'll even create your backup plan for when things don't go perfectly, because they rarely do. But what makes this day really special is the people who will be in the room with you. These are the entrepreneurs who could become your launch partners, who might collaborate with you, who will champion your work long after the event ends. That network alone is worth the investment of time and money to come to the event. That being said, it is an absolute steal at just £49 a ticket. We're keeping the numbers at Launch Like a Pro deliberately small because I want to make sure everyone gets personal attention and genuine connection opportunities. So if you're tired of piecing together launch advice from scattered Instagram profiles and YouTube videos, badly edited 5-second social clips, and outdated courses, this is your chance to get a complete, current, tested strategy in one day. Head to nickihutchison.com, here comes that catchy URL again, /launch-like-a-pro to grab your ticket today. It's happening on Monday. And it could be a day that transforms your business forever. Let me bring this back to where we started. My launch last year looked like it was going to be a total disaster. I cancelled my challenge. People had already signed up. I let them down. My masterclass flopped because my head just wasn't in it at all. By traditional standards, I'd failed at launching. But because I'd started early with Marketing Mondays, stayed flexible with my bonuses and messaging, and made sales inevitable through persistent outreach like those 51 messages with Jay, the launch succeeded anyway. Your next launch doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to follow some guru's exact formula. It doesn't need to look like anyone else's launch. It simply needs to follow these three principles. Start building relationships now, even if your launch is months away. Stay flexible when things don't go to plan, because they won't. and take enough action that sales become inevitable, not hopeful. That's what launching like a pro looks like in 2025. It's not about the flashy graphics or the complicated funnels. It's about showing up consistently, adapting when needed, and doing the work that actually drives sales. If you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you could share it with another business owner who's thinking about launching something this year. And if you want hands-on help implementing these strategies with expert guidance and a room full of potential clients and collaborators, I would love to see you on Monday, the 10th of November, that's this Monday, at Launch Like a Pro in London. Thanks for listening to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, take care and keep launching.